Hey Diva Nation, today's episode we're filming at one of Akron's newest breweries, Brighton Brewing. These guys have a beer for everyone, from stouts to Marzens to sours to IPAs. These guys brew a beer for every beer connoisseur. We dive into yeast and why it's important in the beer making process from the Beer Book for Dummies. Test your beer knowledge with my quiz and so much more. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Beer Diva Show, where wine is dumb and the craft beer world has taken over the dull American beer scene once and for all. I'm your host, Dr. Brewski, and today we are here close to my home down the street to one of Copley's newest breweries called Brighton Brewing. We're going to start the show with my favorite part, beer reviews. It's beer review time. All right, the first beer we're gonna try is called Greenfield, and it's a New England IPA. The ABV on this is 7.4%. So right away, this is hazy, lemony looking, light, very, very frothy. Lots of carbonation in this guy, which is typical of your New England IPAs. All right. Let's smell what it smells like here. All right, right away, I get that hop forward, hoppy scent. It smells very sweet and citrusy, right? All right, let's try it, bottoms up. Woo! That beer definitely packs a big hop flavor. So not only does it smell hoppy, it tastes hoppy too. But not a lot of aftertaste. It's very crisp, higher carbonation. Citrusy, light, definitely a summertime kind of drink. Yeah, that's a good New England IPA. I've noticed, because I've been here a couple of times prior, that Brighton does a very good job with the classic styles. They do a nice job with a simple recipe. They brighten it up, they do it well. Okay, so if you guys find yourself in Akron, stop by Brighton and taste some of their beers. You're not going to be disappointed. So my review of the Greenfield New England IPA is 8.7. You know, they did it very well. Of course, you know, I'm not a big hop head, so, you know, this wouldn't be my go-to beer. And the only reason I tried it was A, Lady Fay of IPA couldn't be here today, and B, I wanted to do a sampling of a little bit of everything today. So I got to try, you know, a New England, because sometimes they're a little bit more, they're less hop forward and they're more citrus, maybe juicy, that kind of thing, where you get maybe a grapefruit or an orange or a lemon. This is definitely more of a hop forward type of IPA. And that's okay. That's what it is. So if you like hoppy stuff, you will enjoy. This is an easy drinking IPA. It's a New England IPA called Greenfield. All right. The second beer we're going to try today is a kettle sour called Troppy Copley. It kind of is that tropical flavors of pineapple and mango. The ABV on this is 7.6. So right away, very orangey, not a lot of effervescence at all. Like this one's still kind of brewing if you can see the head on that thing. This one, not so much, right? But orangey, very hazy color. You know, it smells like a sour. It has that tartness. Definitely smell hints of the mango. Not necessarily a pineapple, more of the mango. All right, let's try this bad boy. Oh yeah. So definitely sour. You get that tartness. It kind of just goes all over your tongue, right? It's smooth tasting, but it also lingers. So you do have that pineapple mango taste that kind of lingers, you know, on your tongue. So if you're drinking this, make sure your spouse is drinking this too, or your honey, because if not, you're going to have pineapple mango breath on this one. But very light, very refreshing. Not too sour, not too tart at all. It actually has some sweetness in it, and you can taste the juices that they use. Great, great, great summertime beer. I hope that they do this because we're getting into the fall now in Ohio. You know, we're gonna start getting away from all the nice sours and the shandies and all the summertime lagers that, you know, of course, Dr. Brewski loves. I hope that they bring this out again because it is outstanding. So my rating for the Troppy Copley Kettle Sour Pineapple and Mango flavor is 9.4. You know me, I love a good sour. I like the tartness, it's a little crisp. It's got tons of, not too sweet, but it's got that juicy sweetness that's coming from the mango and pineapple. I mean, you can taste it. It is delicious. Now, would I want to drink this all night? No. But if you want to get a sampler of this, you will not be disappointed, or even a chalice of it. You will not be disappointed with this beer, especially if you like a sour, because it's not too tart. And the flavors, if you like a tropical flavor of a pina colada, minus the coconut, of course, you've got the mango and you've got the pineapple. I mean, it is delish. All right, beer number three that we're gonna try is called the Patties. It is an Irish style red ale. The ABV on this is 4.6%. So right away, you got that reddish amber color that's typical of an Irish red ale. Definitely smell that a little bit sweetness of the malt, very malty. But I don't smell any kind of hops or anything like this. Usually it's not very bitter, not hop forward at all. This is a great, great malty type amberish red ale. All right, let's drink up. Wow. You get hit with that really deep malty flavor that's typical in an Irish red ale. If you like other Irish red ales, I mean, this is very, very flavorful. It's deep, it's rich, but it also goes down very smooth. You don't have a lot of bitter aftertaste, nothing. It's smooth, a little bit of crispness, but not highly carbonated. I love a red ale because it's not as heavy as, let's say, you know, something like a Marzen or a stout, but not as light as a shandy or a summertime lager. Like, this is the perfect balance in between the two. So if you want something that has some depth of flavor, a little bit roasty, toasty, just a little bit, not like a stout, but obviously deeper in flavor than, let's say, a typical lager or an IPA ale that's, you know, low on the bitterness scale, not too hoppy. This is the go-to. They do an outstanding job. I've had this beer every time I've come here for the past couple of months, and it doesn't disappoint. I just love it. So my rating for the Paddy's Irish Style Red Ale is 9.5. I just love it. I don't think you can make a red ale much better than that, unless you're in Ireland, of course, and I haven't tried every single Irish red style red ale. So, but I think they're doing a great job. It has deep, deep flavor, but yet it's also light. I'm definitely going to finish that when we're done here. All right, the next beer we're going to try is their dry stout. It's called Coffee, But Not Coffee. The ABV on this is 4.9%. So if you can see right away, that is dark brown. It's actually more like a British brown ale. It's not black. If you can compare the red amber to that, I mean, that makes the red, Irish red, like really stand out. It's definitely dark, but it's not that pitch black that some stouts have, right? Woo, right away. I mean, it is coffee all the way. Now, you know, I'm not necessarily a coffee drinker, but what's funny is I enjoy a coffee stout. I don't know why, but I do. Now, obviously, because I don't like coffee, I wouldn't get a whole pint of this or a chalice or something. I would just do a little sampler of this. But wow, I mean, it is like 100% coffee, right? But not coffee. All right, let's try this bad boy. Oh yeah. So very light, not necessarily creamy. Sometimes these stouts are a little more creamy, but this is a little drier. It has a little bit of a dry factor going down on your tongue. Very, very light. It's almost like you are drinking some coffee. Very, very flavorful. If you love a coffee stout, I mean, this is an easy drink to have. Very light. The coffee, of course, lingers though. So you better, if you bring a date here, you better have some breath mints or make sure that they're drinking this coffee too, because you're gonna have some. Bad breath, you know what I mean? And of course, I'm looking out for you guys and ladies, because we're all divas and we have to make sure that we're smelling good and our breath is nice, right? Tutti frutti, babies. All right, my rating for the Coffee But Not Coffee dry stout is 8.3. I mean, it is great. It's not necessarily something that I would drink because it really is coffee and I'm not a big coffee person, but did they do it well? Yes. Is it drinkable? Absolutely. Is it light, smooth? Absolutely. Now, what might make this even better is a creaminess factor, which could come from maybe adding a little lactose to the recipe. But of course, I'm not a brewer, so, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But if you like a coffee stout, this is a very, very nice stout to drink. All right, I gotta get that coffee off my tongue here. The last beer we're gonna try just came fresh. They just tapped it today, and I'm so lucky to bring it to you from the Beer Divas, is, and of course this is one of my favorite types of beer, this is their Volksfest, Oktoberfest. Oh, I am starting my Shangri-La time of the year. I love these amber beers, the Marzins, the deeper, rich beers. Of course, I hate winter because especially in Ohio, we get tons of snow. It's cold, it's icy, everything's gray and just snow covered. And nobody wants to go outside. But I love fall. I'm not necessarily a pumpkin spice fan, but I love these Marzins. So for them to give me a Marzin today, I am so privileged and I am so excited to give this a try. So the ABV on this is 5.4%. So right away, I mean, it is this deep color. Now, you compare it to the Irish Red, it's actually a little bit deeper in color, right? It's got that Marzin smell. It's a little bit nutty, toffee, just a little bit caramely. And you smell that real deep richness of the malt, right? We're gonna try it. As you can see, I've already been trying it. Haha, because I'm a diva. Delicious. You get that caramely, that toffee taste. Very malt forward, probably light to medium carbonation. Of course, this has been sitting here for a little bit, but I remember what it tasted like about 20 minutes ago before our interview with Brewer Todd. And it's a classic Marzin recipe. They did a great job on this. So of course, I'll be back to drink more of this, right? I'm gonna get some to take home too because my husband will love it. So, you know, if you're in this area and you're looking for a nice Oktoberfest, can't go wrong. Brighton's got it going on. And you can get my other couple of favorites here with the red ale and the sour too. This is like the perfect time of the year when the fall beers are just starting to come about and the summertime beers they're trying to get rid of. And it's like my two favorite times of the year. It's like, oh, this is a great time. So Dr. Brewski is loving this time of year. And I plan on trying as many of these beers as I can, right? That's my job. It is my job to help inform you so that you can make a better choice the next time you go out and want to try something. I give you a little bit of hints in that. So another thing, speaking of hints, I'm working on the beerdivas.com. I'm working on the beer list from all the shows. So we've done, this will be show 26. This will be show 26. So I have every beer that we have rated and tried for the past 26 shows. And I'm starting to upload them at thebeerdivas.com. So check out the beer list. Right now it's just starting, but I went through all the shows and I plan on you know, updating that list every week as we bring you more reviews so that when you go out, you can go to the Beer Divas and say, oh, here's an IPA. It might not be the same brewer. It might not be you know, this in the same area, but you can look at the type. A lot of the types are the same. And so if you see an IPA and you're a hop fan and you see Lady Faye, who loves the doubles and the triples and the, you know, as hoppy as it can get, if you see she's rating it high, you're gonna know that that particular type of beer is good to go. If you see me, who's a shandy girl, who doesn't like the bitterness, who loves maybe the shandies and the deep Marzins and the red ales and maybe even a little porter here and there, you like the styles that I like, look for my ratings. It's not that that particular brand would be in your hometown, but maybe that particular style will be in your town and you can kind of see what you like and then you can go back and not waste money or time getting beer that you don't like. That's what it's all about. Getting together as, you know, getting together with your friends and enjoying beer. But you got to know what to order. And especially as a diva, sometimes people shy away. I used to shy away from the porters and stouts because I didn't know anything about them. And a sour, I had never even heard of those. And that's what we're trying to do for you guys, is educate you so that you know, hey, I kind of like this type of style. And then you're going to look for it. But that doesn't mean you can't try other styles because, hey, oh, I never knew that I liked a sour, or, oh, I like coffee. Maybe I'll try a little sampler of the coffee stout. Nowadays, you can get samplers everywhere. Get a flight of different beers at your local brewery or even at one of the restaurants that serve beer. If they have more than, you know, if they have 40, 50, 60 handles, that's a lot of beer to try. Get yourself a little flight of all different types and try them. Usually they're not more than 10, 12 bucks. Try it with your honey on a date night. You'll be surprised at what different types of beer you guys try. So getting back to my ratings, I almost forgot. I got off on a tangent. Woo, what a diva. My rating for the Volksfest Oktoberfest Märzen is 9.7. I just love it. I cannot help myself. This is a wonderful, wonderful beer. And being a Märzen, I mean, it already piqued my interest. Knowing that it's fresh, they just tapped it this morning. I'm one of the first people to actually have it and taste it. Like, I can't go wrong. Up next, we're gonna go and talk all about yeast from the Beer for Dummies book. Stay with us. So in the book, it's page 21, and it's called Yeast. A fungus is among us. So funny. So yeast works hard, but really enjoys itself, like me most of the time. This little single cell organism, one of the simplest forms of plant life, is responsible for carrying out the fermentation process in beer making, thereby providing one of life's simplest forms of pleasure. And its production of carbon dioxide is what causes bread dough to rise. So you've got bread rising, and of course, you've got all the carbonation that you enjoy when you drink a beer. Many brewers consider their yeast to be their most secret ingredient and often guard its identity jealously, calling it a proprietary ingredient. Yeast is in the fungus family, and because of its cell-splitting capabilities, is self-reproducing. Yeast has a voracious appetite for sweet liquids and produces abundant quantities of alcohol called ethanol and carbon dioxide in exchange for a good meal, which means that yeast is also responsible for producing the brain-splitting headaches if you drink too much. So it's the yeast that brings us pleasure from drinking beer, and it's also the yeast that gives us a headache in the noggin. Since the late 1800s, numerous pure yeast strains, more than 500 different types, have been isolated, identified, and cultured. Commercial yeast banks inventory these strains in the form of sterile saints or test tubes, and some individual breweries keep their own sterile cultures on hand for future brews. So let's talk a little bit about yeast ales, ale yeast compared to lager yeast. Ale yeast, which is a top fermenting yeast, works best in warm temperatures, 60 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Lager yeasts, on the other hand, are bottom fermenting yeasts, and they perform best in cooler temperatures, usually 38 to 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Because of the temperature differential, each yeast strain produces the vastly different flavor and aroma characteristics that in turn create the different beer styles that you know, love, and drink. Yeast in combination with different fermentation processes can also contribute fruitiness and other flavor characteristics to the beer. Brewmasters try to keep these flavors in check depending on which beer style they're brewing. So you know what? Beer heavily depends on a good yeast strain for its characteristics, its flavor, sometimes the fruitiness. And without it, we wouldn't have the carbonation and we wouldn't have the flavor of a good beer. Next up, beer quiz.
It's quiz time, quiz time, quiz time, quiz time.
All right, it's quiz time. Question number one. A session beer usually has which characteristics? Is it A, dark color? Is it B, low ABV, which is alcohol by volume? Or is it C, increased hoppiness? And the answer is B, low alcohol content. So what is session beer? Session beer are beers that are refreshing, they're not heavy, and they're very, very light. They're not too bitter, they're not too strong, and they're not too hoppy. So typically those are your lighter beers, and they're gonna have a lower alcohol content. Question number two, what is the process of separating the wort from the solid remains of the mash called? Is it A, draining? Is it B, lautering? Or is it C, running? And the answer is B, lautering. That's just what they call it. So once the mash is done, you have to separate the solids from the liquid because the solids don't matter anymore. It's like oatmeal. You want the wort, you want the liquid. So the draining process, you rinse it and you drain it into another kettle, which we saw in the interview with Brewer Tom. That liquid then, you add your hops and your spices or any other adjuncts that you're going to do to make it a certain type of beer. That's what you do, is you do that with the leftover liquid. And that's the lautering process. Question number three. Beers from this country often fall into fruity, spicy, or dark categories. And that country is it A, Belgium? Is it B, Ireland? Or is it C, China? And the answer is A, Belgium. So you've got a huge spectrum of Belgian beers. It goes from wit beers, which are your white wheat beers, to your blondes, which are, you know, very light. Sometimes they have a little hoppiness or a little more alcohol-y, but your blondes, to your saisons, which are your farmhouse ales. And then you have the Abbey Ales, and those Abbey Ales, those monks, I'm telling you, they can go from your doubles, your triples, your quadruples. So they could have a strong dark ale that's real high in alcohol content and malty and bitter and real, real dark. And then they could have your doubles and triples, which start getting darker as they go and higher in alcohol content, right? So Belgium, they have a huge variety of different types of beer. And if you're ever in that country, and hopefully the Beer Divas can do that soon, I'm gonna drink them all. So that's it for the show today. Thank you so much, Brighton Brewery and Brewer Tom, for co-hosting the show today and showing us around their brewery and talking a little bit about their beers and how they came about into this industry. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell notification so you don't miss anything. Make sure you go out this weekend and have a fresh pint with someone that you love. Why? Because you deserve it. And remember, don't worry, be happy.